Okay, so we're starting a new sugya. I am Benjamin off. Notlos a mashpech. So what's the case here? So he took the funnel. Okay. Who took the funnel? The Yisrael, right? He took the funnel. Umodad l'socho sluchiso shel ovei kachavim. So in other words, the Jew is selling wine, right? That's the case, correct? He's selling wine. And when you sell the wine, they come to the store with bottles, right? So you have a vat. So you've got to pour the wine from the vat into the bottle so the guy can take it home. So how do you get it into the bottle? With the funnel. So he measured it out. He took the mashpech and he measured it poured the measure into the bottle of the Ovi Kachavim. V'chazaru modad l'soch tzuchiso shel Yisrael. Right? Sounds like they were able to measure with it too, somehow. But, what did I say? Yeah, and then he measured it into the barrel, into the bottle of the Yisrael. So what? Im yeshbo akvas yayin osur. So what does that mean?
Has like what, sediment?
No, some sort of a stopper, something. I don't know what it means, but it's a makom shemis akvim shom tipas yayin. So let's say the bottom of the funnel is tilted, pointed in, rolls in a little bit at the bottom, so it catches some of the wine. Something at the bottom, maybe there's a filter there, something that catches the wine, so you'll have a little bit of wine left over. Okay, so in other words, he poured in yayin, he poured in kosher yayin through the funnel into the guy's bottle, then he poured it into the Jew's bottle. So if there's basically some wine left over from when he poured into the guy's bottle, then what? Then it's usher. Why? L'fisha nisha shamina yayin shemadu l'tok tzuchiso shalovi kachavim. Because now there's leftover wine from what he poured into the guy's bottle.
But it's kosher wine now.
Yeah, we don't understand why that should make a difference. So Rashi says, and the Gemara will have to explain what the problem is to begin with. Right? Very nice, there's wine left over from the first pour. But why is that wine usher? Right? So we don't know.
But the wine is usher?
The wine in that, in the ikvas, the wine that's stuck in the funnel for some reason is usher. Even though it's just being poured from a Jew's bottle, from a Jew's suchavis, into a guy's bottle, why does it make that wine that's stuck in the bottom of the funnel usher? Given that it's usher, I understand why when he pours more into it, then everything will mix with the yayin nesach, it's usher and be usher. But where'd the isser start from? We don't know where the isser started from. Right? Now that's one case. Hamaara mikliya kli es shiur imena mutav es shiur l'socho aser. That's a separate din. We don't have to worry about that for right now. Okay, so now the Gemara is like this. Tanan hasam. So this is a mission in Taurus. Strangely enough, it's a mission in Taurus. Okay, what does the mission say? Go ahead. Who wants to read? Okay, so let's go on now. So the question that we're looking for is, why is the wine usher when he pours it into the guy's bottle? That's basically what we're looking for. We're looking for why is the yayin in the ikvas hayayin usher? That's what we're trying to figure out. Correct? Okay. Tanan hasam. Hanitzok v'haketafres u'mashke tofeach eino chibor lo l'tumah v'lo l'tara. Yeah, so what does that mean? Hanitzok, what's nitzok?
Continuous scream.
Akiluach tzinor habo milamal lamata bezekifa kemarzev shel gagen. It's like water streaming out of a pipe, right? So it's a stream of water through the air. It's coming out of a pipe, like the runoff out of the off a bad gutter system, right? Just come pouring down like an umud. What did I say? It's like a it's bizakifa, it's straight. Straight.
There's like the gutter part to catch it, but there's no...
Exactly. Or if I just take a bottle of water and I pour it, that's a nitzuk. Okay. Now, what's a ketafres? That's a little bit more confusing. That's mayim aboam milamal lamata derech majon shel tal gavoa zokov. So what's the key difference between a nitzuk and a ketafres?
The air, not
the
majon.
What's that?
It's in the air.
If it's in the air, if it's running down a surface. Okay. That's very, very important to remember for later. Okay. So what is this?
Kind of like a slide.
Like a slide. Or did you do the Gemara in Chagiga yet?
No.
No. So that's also a ketafres. Same thing. Water rolling down a hill is a ketafres. Okay. And a mashke tofea. What does that mean?
Distribution system.
Ein bo tofeach al menas lahatfiach. So there's two things. There's tofeach and there's tofeach al menas lahatfiach. Okay. What's the difference?
Tofeach just meant moist.
Tofeach means it's moist. But al menas lahatfiach means?
It's like wet.
You can transfer the wet, the moisture.
Meaning?
You can make something else moist after touching it.
Like what would be, like a irrigation system? Like what?
No, no, no.
Like
it's a just a shear of wetness. It's a shear of wetness. Okay. She'im tofach bohen biyodo. If you wipe it with your hand, right? Lo yale bo mashke sheyuchol latfiach davar acher. You don't have enough water on your hand to wet something else. Have you ever defined wetness so precisely? It's wet. How wet? So there's tofeach, means I touch it, I'll be moist. My hands will pick up some moisture. But there's a next degree of wetness is that if I will touch it and touch you, you'll be wet.
Like a baby wipe, not enough to pass it on.
So you've got the stream coming out of the pipe, right? The free flowing stream of water, the runoff. And then you just have wetness, moisture. None of those things are a chibur for either tumma or tara. So what does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Eino chibur lo letumma. How would it be a chibur for tumma? Im mashkin tlushin hein. Yeah, what does that mean? What's mashkin tlushin? So I think he means by mashkin tlushin, in other words, it's mashkin that can become tummy. In other words, not like mayim in a river or mayim in a mikveh or something. It's mashkin tlushin. It's separated waters that the water can become tummy. It has to be tlushin in order to be mekabel. In order, mayim tlushin is capable of being mekabel tummy. Not mayim in an ocean is not capable of becoming tummy. You have to start with mayim with mashkin tlushin. In order to have a question of tuma, so I have mashkin tlushin,
sitting water,
separated. Tolish means pull, puck, plucked. So I took a cup of water from the river. So that's mashkin tlushin, right? Now,
it's not about the word. It's not about the water itself. It's about the environment that it's found in.
Yeah. Right. Now, what's the difference between water? What's the difference between mikveh water and non-mikveh water? If it's in the mikveh, it's mikveh water. If I pull it out of the mikveh, it's not mikveh water. Right? Location. Okay. So I have mashkin tlushin, v'noga tomei b'tachton. So if I have mashkin tlushin, And the tummy touches the bottom, ha'elyon tar, right? V'chein le'inyan. So that's going to be for the nitzok and the ketafres. Mashkin tlushin, and it's either going through. Now I'm saying I take a cup of water and I pour it out. So I have a nitzok, right? And where do I pour it? On someone who's tummy. Someone who's Tamei is touching the bottom of the stream that I'm pouring out. Okay? So the Tacht, the Elyon, is Tahor. You don't say what? You don't say he touched all the water. Chibur would mean that all the water is like one entity, one unit, and when I pour out onto a Tamei, it's a maga of all the water. We don't say it's a maga of all the water. There's no chibur. That's a chibur l'tumah. Okay? That's one thing. So that would take care of the nitzok and the katafres. Right? But what's the mashke tofeach? What does that mean to be a chibur? The nitzok and the katafres, I understand. I've got mayim plushim. I pulled water out of a mikveh, and now it's pouring down either through a nitzok or running off of the side of a hill. And someone whose tummy touches the bottom of the stream, I want to know, is the top tummy as well? I can stop pouring, right? They stop pouring. I want to know. Well, what about the stuff in the cup? So that's not a problem for tumah. And what about kitaf? What about mash? What about tofeach? V'chein li'mash tofeach. Afilu b'mokom cholok. So this is probably bothering everybody, right? This is probably bothering everybody. This is a bit of a problem. We have to just think about this, okay? Did you get to Gittin at all? Right, so the implication from this whole thing is that what? That the tofeach is not a chibur, right? But what? Tofeach amnas lahatfiach would be a chibur. That's the implication. Only tofeach is not a chibur. But if it was more than tofeach, it would be a chibur. Right? Now, isn't the katafres more than a tofeach? Sounds like it.
Well, in terms of the water, it is, but maybe in terms of something else.
So that's what Rashi is explaining, that the tofeach is talking about on a mokom cholok, on a flat place. It's not flowing. It's not a flowing thing. It's just a flat surface. Okay? And then what do you have? Afilu b'mokom cholok. And now you have a mashke mikan, umikan. So you have two puddles of water, a flat surface in between them, and there's a dampness on top of that flat surface. Okay? It's a mashke tofeach be'emtza. V'noga tomei b'mashke sheb mashkin shemikan umikan tahorin. V'yafa pishim chubarin lo. And now the tamei touches the tofeach mashke. The two mashke on the other side remain tar.
What's the question that got him into this?
You should try and explain, what do we mean that tofeach, how could a tofeach be a chibur? What is it talking about, a tofeach as a chibur? In what sense would tofeach, I understand pouring, because I want to know, if I touch the bottom of what's pouring, is the top where it's coming from tumming? But a mashke tofeach can't be pouring. It just can't be. There's not enough wetness to be pouring. So what does it mean, a chibur? So it means a chibur, like you were saying, like in an irrigation type of a system. You have a puddle here and a puddle there, and I have a flat ground in between it that's moist. It's wet. It's wet to the degree of tofeach. So do I say that since wetness is joining these two puddles, they're all one? And then Rashi could have picked either case. He could have either picked the case that he did, where you touch the middle wetness, or touch one of the pools, doesn't matter, either one, same thing. If you touch the middle one, nothing is tummy. If you touch one of them, that one is tummy. But the basic question is the same. Do I say that waters that are attached by wetness are considered the chibur or not? Okay. So we say tofeach is not. That's laying in tumah. And what would lutara mean? Gamomis she'ein bo arboim so'o. Let's say you have a depression, some sort of a pit, okay, that doesn't have 40 saw, doesn't have the sheer mikvah, okay? V'nitzok, o ketafres, o mashka tofeach, mechaber, ligamomis zu, mikvah sholem. Fascinating Rashi. Strange Rashi. On a few levels. And now you have a nitzok, or an overflow, or wetness in sort of like a ditch, some sort of a wetness, a channel that has a wetness to it, and they are all attached to a mikvah sholem. I wasn't expecting that. I don't know. I wasn't expecting a mikveh shalem to pop in there.
Why shalem or why a mikveh at all?
Why can't it just be if I have 20 and 20 and the nitzok is joining them?
Right. Or if the nitzok itself was 20.
Right? Here it's not to make a mikveh, it's to be joined to a mikveh. Mm-hmm. So would it be good if it was 20 and 20? No.
It doesn't become one. They're just connected. You have two half mikvahs that are connected. There's no significance to a half mikvah.
What is the connection significant?
That they're connected. If it's something significant, then your connection matters.
What's significant?
The only thing is, don't get carried away with what you're saying, because if it's tofeach latfiach, it would be a good chibur, right? But the question is, tofeach latfiach, would it be a good chibur? So what's Rashi saying over here? But only to connect it to another mikvah. Right, all of these things fail, Rashi's learning, only all of these things fail to connect the water to a mikvah. Right. But to make a mikvah l'chatchila, apparently he's learning chibur is not enough. Chibur is not enough. So the chibur is limited. The chibur is not really making it all one. Right? The chibur is not making it all one. According to Rashi. It's interesting. Okay, we have to keep that in mind because that's going to be a little bit problematic. V'atova b'gamamis lo also lo tevila. Okay. Right. So there's two. So that's one interesting thing in Rashi. He's already, for some reason, limiting the chibur, the power of the chibur by the Tara side. Right? And the other thing is just something to realize, just to think about, is that the Tumah and the Tara are not the same. Right? The cases of Litame, of Litumah or Litara are not the same. Why? Because Latuma is, will the waters be Tame? And Latara means, will they be able to be retire other things? It's just not exactly the same. Because there is such a thing as being retire Mayim. There is such a thing. It's called Hashaka. So, okay. That's the way Rashi's learning. Yeah. So let's just get the Pshat straight anyway. So now the Gemara is like this. So, lo latum of lo latara, latum of latara. I'm sorry. Omar le rav na, Omar rav huna, Omar rav. Oh, now I say ha ashboren chibur latum of latara. What's ashboren? Anybody figure out what this Rashi is talking about?
So it's like.
I mean, it basically means like a cracked land. Like it's like the pictures like the desert when it's really dry, mm-hmm. and you get these cracks in the land. So in other words, it doesn't matter what type of a shape it is. Basically means that it's just all one big connected body of water. It doesn't matter if it's some cracky, you know, shape with offshoots here and there. It doesn't matter. You don't need a nice full-sized you know, body of water. Exactly, exactly. If you'd fill that up and you'd get, that would be a chibur. I think the Rambam describes it like limbs of a sheretz type of thing, you know.
And why is it salty?
I don't think salt. I think it just means dry. Land broke through. They want to say it broke through from its lecha.
Is that what happens?
Okay, but basically it means that there's just cracked land with shenizbaku v'nikvu shamayim. So it broke through and the water collected. So it's a chibur. All right. But anyway, so what's his raya? So what does Rav say? He says, "Nitzoku katafei semashke tefei chibur yayin nesach." Yeah. So you want to say it's a chibur for yayin nesach? Okay. You know, we're not going to. We don't really need to do this part now. So let's take up the. Let's concentrate on the mikvahs issue. Okay. So I think the proper order should be to go to Gittin now. Okay, so let's just go through the pshat. Just go through the pshat quickly, and then we'll go further tomorrow. So it goes like this. A totally different question. Question is like this. On test, Vav on Vez. Boy Ilfa. Okay. So he says, Yodayim Tahoros L'chatzayin Olein Tahoros L'chatzayin. Can you be Matar Yodayim in halves? Okay, can you be matar yadayin in halves? Why does it bring this up over here? Because the Gemara was talking about cases of halves, so they just brought up all these half cases now. Hey chidani, how are you going to be matar your hand in halves? Elema dekom mashu beitrei meirvius. If you mean to say two people will share one revius, so now it's like each guy is using half a revius, right? So that's pashut. Merevius not only a daim lechad a filo shnayim, so that's not the kasha. Ela dekom mashi chada chada yodei. Maybe you mean you matar one hand at a time, okay? Vatnan noto yad achas b'natila v'achas b'shtifa yodav taharos. So it doesn't matter. You can do one hand with natila and one hand in the mikvah. Doesn't matter. You don't need to do them both together, okay? So neither one of those are as questions of chatzayin, okay? Ela dekom mashi palga palga didei. So maybe it means he washed half of his hand, right? But that also can't be his question. It's also Dover Pasha. You can't be entire half of your hand, right?
Doesn't that just answer his question? He said, can you die and be Taurus
Lechatzayim? He wouldn't have asked such a stupid question. Okay.
So Rabbi Yana, when he said, can you die and be Taurus Lechatzayim, was talking about that stupid case?
Yeah, but he taught it. But now he knows Rabbi Yana is dinner ready. That's a Dover Pasha.
That's his only Pasha because Rabbi Yana?
Yeah, we know from Rabbi Yana the postulates already of the system. He's not asking on the basic postulates of the system. That for him, that would be a Pasha kind of a thing. Right? All these other things are also Mishnayasin. So they didn't have, when you say, why did they have to teach it also? Those are the basic facts of the Sugya. The Amora should know the basic Tanoic sources. So that's even worse. So then, of course, it's not his question. We assume that every Amora, Rashi says, many places, every Amora knows every Mishnah. It's a Dover Pasha. They're not saying something and you say, well, it's a Mishnah. They say, oh, thank you. Okay. What's that? They didn't know every single Brisa, but this is apparently a Pasha thing. Every Ribbiani, that's it. They knew it. So he says, "Lo tzricha dika mashke tofeach." It's a mashke tofeach. What does that mean? Kishechazer v'notal chetzio hasheni lo nige v'rishon legamri. The dayan mashke tofeach. So of course he knows you can't be retired half of your hand. That's double pashut. But what if I pour onto half of my hand, right, and it still is wet. It remains wet when I pour onto the second half of my hand. You understand? Certainly, if I poured a revius of water onto half of my hand and I dried it off, and I poured onto the other half of the hand, it would be pashut that you can't be matar yadayim bechetz lechatzayim. Okay, that's pashut. But what if I didn't fully dry off my hand before I poured on the second to the second half? Maybe that's his question. Even that's not a good question. Come on. Everybody knows that. A nitzok and katafres and mashke tofech is not a chibur. Lo l'tum v'lo l'tara. No, he wouldn't ask a stupid question like that. Because that's pasha too. That how could it be good if you can't be matariya daim l'chetzoyen, so how could it possibly be good? You'd have to say that there's some sort of a chibur between the mayim that was on my hands from the first washing and the mayim that I'm pouring on now. So it's not chetzayin. You can't do chetzayin. That's a davar pashut. The question is, what if I do it in a way that is sort of like chetzayin? Right? Because I'm doing it in two different maisas. I'm doing one revius and then a second revius. One revius on half of the hand and a second revius on the other half of the hand. But of course, if it's dried in between, it's davar pashut, that's no good. But what if I do it in a way that the hand stays moist? The first half remains moist when I'm pouring it onto the second half. So then I have, at one time, I have a full washing of my hand because I have the combination of the old water with the new water. Maybe we'll say they join together and it's like I have one pouring onto my hand. In other words, all of my hand is wet at the same time from Mayim of Netilah. Right, so he says, but that's pashut. If it's not tofeh, if it's just tofeh, there's no chibur. So it's just considered like two separate things. So two separate things is still chatzayin. So he says, no, it was tofeh latfiach. That's what he wants to know. It's tofeh latfiach. So then maybe I'll say that what? It's a chibur. Well, how does chibur help me here? So then what does it mean as a chibur? Sheyesh mashke harbe shom ashim tofach bo yochol atfiach b'makom acher chibur l'tumu l'tara kosok odayach d'hudin l'tila d'choshev keman d'ovid b'hadi hadodi. What would it mean as a chibur? It means now I did it, it's like I did them at once. I did it together. It's like the mayim that stayed on my hand and is tofeach l'atfiach joins with the water that I'm pouring on, and it's like I'm pouring onto my hand, onto my whole hand at once. Right? That's the only way. That's the kind of question that Ilfa would ask. Okay.
You can say that one more time?
The case?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, so maybe you'll say it was tofeach, and it's a chibur. So the Gemara says, well, that can't be either, because we all know tofeach is not a chibur. So then the case is, so he says, no, this was his kasha. What if the first time I pour water on half of my hand, and my hand remains wet enough that if I shake your hand, you'll be wet? Right? That's tofeach latfiach. And then I pour the second revius onto the other half of my hand. But it all mixes, it touches together. So now it comes out, it's like I have one netila. Do I say that's like I having one netila in my hand at once? Because I'm a chab, it's a chibur of the first mayim with the second mayim. That's his question. That's a worthy question. So the Gemara says, no, it's still not a good question. Because now it's so pashut. Because now we know tofeach latvich is a chibur. So now you also have no question. Okay. They have very high expectations of him. So it is a chibur. Now this statement, Tanina tofeach latfiach is a chibur, is not a mishnah. That's a brisa. Apparently he was responsible to know that brisa too. So he says Dilma. Now this is where it takes a tough turn. Dilma le'inyan mikvaos v'Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, now this is important for one reason. The reason is that this Gemara is attributing the Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the key point here. It's the key thing to realize.
Our Mishnah?
Yes. Maybe the Mishnah of the Nitzok and the Ketafres and the Chi and the Tofeach failing, but Tofeach Latfiach succeeding, maybe that's all Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rishonim basically considered that the Gemara holds it is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? And maybe he's talking about a mikvah. maybe he's talking about a mikvah. What does that mean? V'dilma hadikani chibor, the tofeach latviach is a chibor, is le'inyin mikvaos ka'amav, Rabbi Yehudi, mishum good aches. What? Okay. What does that mean? Good aches. Ditnan. Ready? You want to hear a crazy case? Mikvah sheyesh bo arboim saw michuvanos. Let's say you have a mikvah that's exactly 40 saw. Got it, Gil? Mm-hmm. Exactly 40 saw. V'yardu shnayim v'tavlu b'zeh achar zeh. Two guys go to the mikvah. One after the other. Okay? So what's the problem? First guy? No problem. Right? What's the problem, though, Gil, with the second guy?
The first guy might have brought out some water.
Vada, he brought out water. He didn't come out dry. Right? So what happens? So the problem is the second guy is going into a mikvah with less than 40 saw. Right? So Rishon Tar Vasheni Tamei Pashut. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Ready? Im Hayu Raglov Shel Rishon Nogos B'mayim Af Hasheni Tar. As long as the first guy didn't fully leave the mikvah, the second guy will be tar.
As long as he had a foot in bounds.
Exactly. One foot in bounds. It's a chibor. All the water on his body is a chibor. Whoa, this is a big problem. Right? Everybody knows the big problem?
For our Gemara, because it had to have 40
yes.
to be Mekuvan.
Yes. It's a major problem.
Wait, I don't get this.
Now Rashi, now the case is to make a mikvah.
I don't get Mike's question.
Mike's question is, we said in our Gemara that it was only if you have a good mikvah and you want to join to it. But this case is making a good mikvah because the guy's taking out some of the 40 saw. So here it's a good chibur for making the mikvah.
That's going to Rashi?
That's the Pashup shot in the Gemara.
Oh, the Gemara did
it. Yeah, the Gemara, the Rashi in Avodah Zarah says it was limited to joining to a mikvah.
Mm-hmm.
But the case is unarguable. This case is talking about making a mikvah. Okay, that's enough. And what does Rashi mean, good aches? That's going to be important for Chagiga. Good aches means that it's because the water is going down. That's why it's good.
The guy was hanging off
the Gemara in Chagiga asks, what if someone stuck a pin in his hair? Would that be a good tefillah in the mikvah for the pin?
Does it have to soak up?
In other words, let's say his hair is wet when he comes out of the mikvah, but his foot is still in the mikvah. So does that mean his head is like mikvah water and I could stick a pin in his hair and it will be good? That's called good asik. That would be saying it goes up.
Where's the going down in our case?
The going down is the water is dripping down him and it's the water will be joined to what's below him.
Like a water.
Well, we'll see.
The pin is it a or it is?
We say no. Well, we say it's a question. But that's the question in Chagiga. Okay? Why is it a bad chibur? That's the question. He's learning. Well, then we'll be in the mikvah.
So, are we saying... All right, so that begs the question. Are we saying that person...